Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn.
How do we stay warm?
Under that little awning. Under that awning.
All we're trying to do is find a place to lay our heads at night until they come rash us.
That is John Pasuni. He is one of the many homeless individuals in Ukiah constantly seeking a place to sleep at night in town, close to places such as grocery stores, laundry facilities, and medical services.
I'm probably going to be out here for a while. The cops leave me alone. You know, I'm not on probation or parole or anything, you know. Clean, not using drugs. So.
Tamara has been homeless in the area off and on for several years now. I met her in front of the Social Security building in Ukiah one recent Saturday afternoon, clinging to her tiny dog, while volunteers from the local Methodist church handed out brown bag lunches. She said she had been raped on the streets. She luckily received some help through local services and found shelter, at least temporarily, while she searches for housing. In fact, homelessness pervades Mendocino County. It has the highest rate of homelessness per capita in the nation, according to Cale Loftus, manager of the street medicine program in Ukiah. He says everyone gets uncomfortable when he points that out.
We're number one.
He reached this conclusion by investigating places that have a reputation for severe homeless problems.
Los Angeles, San Francisco, Portland, Seattle, Honolulu, Detroit. None of them had per capita rates close to ours.
The standard way to measure the rate is the number of homeless individuals in the population per 10,000 of the population.
The thing that works against us is that we're a small rural county population-wise. So we only have about 88,000 people in the county of Mendocino. So it doesn't take too many homeless to kind of tip us into a high rate. And the question is, why is that? We don't know. Another thing that's unique about our homeless population is we have an extremely high rate of mental illness. And when I say mental illness, I don't mean garden variety depression. We're talking about like serious mental illness that impairs somebody's life, like schizophrenia, for example.
According to a community health needs assessment, Loftus says 41% of the county homeless population reported having a serious mental illness.
That's double the baseline rate for the rest of the country. So if you go to other shelters in other parts of the country, typically what you'll find is only 20 to 25% of the people in those shelters have serious mental illness. So why such a high rate here? Again, we don't know. We have some preliminary data that indicates these things, but we don't have good explanations for why it is.
Behavioral health issues, substance abuse, and homelessness are often intertwined, and there are local mental health services available at organizations, including Redwood Community Services, McGavin, Manzanita, and the Mendocino Coast Hospitality Center. Currently, there are not enough resources, especially during the cold and wet winter months. Loftus oversees the temporary shelter in Ukiah and says they had to turn away 4 to 5 people a night in January because there simply was not enough room in the 44-bed facility on State Street.
We also have a very high rate of unsheltered homeless. So about 85% of the homeless in Mendocino County have no access to any kind of shelter. That's a very high rate. Lake County's rate is 93% based on 2014 data, and that was the second highest rate of unsheltered homelessness in the country. So why is that the case? Well, we know we don't have a lot of resources.
Several small homeless camps are scattered across downtown Ukiah, despite the Mendocino County illegal camping ordinance that prohibits sleeping overnight in a non-authorized public or private place. Tanya, a group leader among one of the camps, has received 2 illegal camping tickets so far this winter. She says the police visit often.
3 times Saturday, 2 times Sunday, twice today, twice yesterday.
And what did they say?
It's illegal camping. I know, you guys, it's raining. They're very compassionate, very, very compassionate. A lot of officers, I really bless their hearts. All I need is a place to put my things during the day so I can be a productive member of society and a safe place to sleep at night until I can get my resources together. And they're not allowing it.
Early in the morning before work, local attorney Patrick Kingsley often shares a cup of coffee with Tanya and her friends. He moved here about 6 months ago from San Diego.
I've never seen the homeless people treated so poorly. You know, I'm sure there's a flip side to the story, but my side is my access is to them. And the idea that they're being targeted and cited with no other place to go and no means to get anywhere seems just fundamentally unfair to me.
Because it is a misdemeanor, and there typically is not much of a defense to an illegal camping citation, many of the local homeless individuals often plead no contest or guilty when they go to court. They usually do not serve jail time and are often put on court probation, where they make a promise not to show up in court again for some time. On top of that, they are given what is called a stay away order.
And this will be from the place that they were staying. This makes sense if it's a private property area. But a lot of times it's a public street, it's a public structure. For instance, the sidewalk in front of the Social Security building. It can be parking lots. It can be entire parking shopping centers. And these are incredibly vague. Theoretically, if someone were given enough of these camping citations in a short enough amount of time, and I'm not saying I've seen this happen, but theoretically, if that were to happen, they would not be able to enter whole sections of the city if they're homeless. And that sounds a lot to me like the vagrancy laws from the Great Depression. I think there are some serious constitutional issues involved with these stay-away orders from public areas with a simple camping citation.
The only way to challenge the charge, Kingsley says, is an appeal, where it gets decided in an appellate court.
I wish there was a bright line, easy way to fix this and make everyone happy and get the homeless people indoors and make it easier for the officers to do their jobs. But the way the system's set up right now, there's no place for them to go. And the only thing the officers can do is shuffle them around.
More on the KZYX series, Hearing from the Homeless, this Friday. Sherry Quinn, KZYX News.